Vitamin Water was born in New York City because New Yorkers needed a drink that can do it all. Because we can do it all. Like walk 30 blocks in under an hour, follow four of the city's sports teams at once, and spend all day in the Chinatown arcade. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is the opera in town?
Is the opera? Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah, it actually is. And guys, check it out. You can use our code Chris and Jesse Sing.
Yeah, if you guys want tickets to the New York Philharmonic,
go get them.
You can get a discount. You'll get a free bag of peanuts with every $250 ticket.
How incredible is that?
And don't say you got it from us.
Don't say you got it from us. And please remember, you can't eat it in the theater. But once you're out of there, you get to chomp, chomp away. Look at you. You look stunning.
Yeah, guys, if you're not watching this, if you're just listening like plebes, then you don't even see our hat work that's happening.
We actually do have hat work. No one saw this coming.
I got this hat for my Dumbledore costume.
Okay. I was like, it's something. It could be. I was like, it's giving me like a Beauty and the Beast, Man on the Street vibe.
It's Dumbledore. Well, imagine it with my gray wig and a big gray beard.
Well, now I'm really into
it. But then I also wore it yesterday pretending to be Harry Styles.
Incredible.
Because let me tell you something.
Give it to us.
I have a theory about Harry Styles. A lot of his performances come up on my For You page on Reels.
You're being targeted.
I'm being targeted. And here's what I'm going to say. He dances and kind of acts like Elton John, like a young Elton John.
Oh.
In the dancing. But Elton John talent, he does not have.
Oh.
So it's the dancing, everything is very, I don't know. Neither here nor there. Fun fact about Elton John, he never wrote his own music.
What?
He only wrote the music. He never wrote the lyrics.
Oh, right.
I love Elton John.
Yeah.
I don't love Harry Styles.
You don't? Okay. All right. And you're allowed to say that. It's your opinion.
I'm drinking a kombucha, no sugar.
Yum. I'm drinking a coffee out of my Barbie mug, black.
I also have a sugar-free Red Bull on deck.
Hello.
Day six.
Day six, folks. Which means you got through day four and five, which is, I think, the hardest days.
Let me tell you, I have been the gassiest motherfucker that's ever lived on the planet.
Well, that's the thing about it. It's like things are moving through, like things are moving.
Things are certainly moving.
Things are moving. It's like
an assembly line inside my body.
Yeah. It's a cleaning out and it's a cleaning, which we love. But also Is it pleasant for other people sometimes to be around? I don't know. But I say this is what's happening to you. I told you sometimes I'm so bloated on day 4 and 5. I'm rolling around.
Well, when you said bloated, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to be really gassy. I don't know what I was thinking, but wow.
Yeah. Specifically gassy.
I mean, every time I'd fall asleep, it'd just be like another rip-roaring fart that woke me up from my slumber.
What does Otis do when you fart?
Gives me a dirty look.
When he always is like...
He like leans up because he sleeps at the bottom of the bed. So then he'll just like put his head up and like...
Yeah, he's like, did you hear that?
Give me a look of like, shut the fuck up.
Daddy, did you hear that? Daddy.
I saw the horror movie Smile yesterday.
Oh, I heard that is...
Let me tell you my experience at the movies, okay?
Okay.
You're going to love it.
I'm already obsessed. I loved it. Okay.
I live like right next door to the movie theater. My friend Lauren Brickman, and she lives on the other side, like up. So we'll often meet for a movie.
Love that.
Because we have AMC The Pass.
Oh, so, I didn't even know they were still around.
Well, it's a little different. I think it's like $21 a month and you can see 3 movies a week.
Wow. Well, that's still
pretty good. But literally, if you go to one movie, it's $18.
Right. So it's already paying for itself.
And it's $21 a month for 3, 6, 9, 12 if you want.
Wow.
But they do get you because I do go months without going.
Yeah.
But so we go see Smile. Everyone's talking about this horror movie, yeah. Smile.
Whew.
We go. It's one of the best theaters. You know, the ones that lounge all the way back, et cetera.
Yeah, the big one. You're in a big one, baby.
And so we go. There's like some people, not a ton, like 3 high school girls walk in. They're sitting behind us. They're a little loud.
Okay.
As the previews come to an end, a group of 9 high school girls come in.
Wow.
And are sitting in the same row.
Cutting it close.
So it's just like Lauren, me, empty seat, 9 high school girls.
Wow.
Who walk in and immediately are like every stereotype of a high schooler in a movie. Like, Ava, I have to sit next to Jessica. Ava, I have to. Ava, Ella, and Sophia, like, you guys sit here and like literally at full volume.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm going to just let this is the show now.
Yeah, this is the show now.
And they're going on for like a full minute. And then someone is like, shut the fuck up.
Thank God.
And so they just continue. And then they keep talking. And then some girl's like, Ava, just shut up and sit next to Ella. And then the girls start screaming. They're like, how did you know her name? The we're now yelling at each other. So now we have the high schoolers from before in the back. And these schoolers fighting, yelling.
Fighting.
And some random man keeps yelling at them to shut the fuck up. And so then anytime anything even remotely horror movie-esque
happens
on camera... These girls all start screaming at the top of their lungs.
Oh my God.
Like, wah! 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 Literally scream at like any little thing. And then the girl next to me is Snapchatting
No.
With like her brightness all the way up. I'm watching her take photos where she's like covering her mouth and sending them. Everyone's getting upset. Eventually, security comes in. I think the other high school girls went and got security.
Yeah.
And security kicks all 9 girls out.
Wow.
Who could not have been phased less that they were being kicked out of a movie. Literally, they were like, we're getting kicked out. We have to go. Like, passing.
Wow.
And I have to be honest, when they left the movie, I kind of... It lost all excitement for me.
Well, you were seeing live theater. You went from live theater to a movie, and that's going to feel like a drop-off.
A movie that wasn't even good. There is an enormous fly in this room.
No.
And I don't know where it came from.
Ugh.
Hold on. I'm going to try to... I think I can capture this bitch.
Yes, you can. Full disclosure, you guys. I have blinds in front of my desk, and half of them are... broken because I tried to kill a fly and I went so hard and so fast into the blinds that I just cracked right through them. I didn't even know that was possible. And then every time I see them, I'm like, ugh, I went crazy. So we love that. I have to say, Chris is trying to kill this bug, and I'm just thinking about teenage girls and honestly how loud they are and how much that scares me at this point. Like any kind of loud noise, I'm like, forget it. We have to leave. I think that's why I don't enjoy going to the movies. I love that I'm getting a monologue. This is exciting. Why I Don't Like Movies by Jesse Jollis. First of all, you can't control the audience in there. Okay, that's A. B, you shouldn't have your phone out. Ever. If I see it, I'm pissed. Did you get it?
Okay, here's the thing. When I tell you this fly was the size of a horse, there was just a horse in my window. So I closed the blinds and opened the window to try to get it to go, but it wouldn't. So I did just kill it with a book called Acceptance.
How? And it's big.
It was enormous.
Sometimes with certain flies, I'll be like, there's a bee in my apartment, and then I'm like, this thing was twice
the size. This was the size of a queen bee. Of a queen bee.
Yeah, what are we in Australia? Oh,
so
it's like that. I'm really sorry you had to deal with that.
Thanks, me too.
This early in the morning, it does feel early. I do have a humble brag I'd like to bring to the table. Oh, well, first I was doing a monologue about why I don't like going to the movies, and one of them is you can't pick the audience. And so you can have a group of nine teenagers and then you're just trapped like rats.
I typically like this perfect time for a movie, like Monday at like 11 a.m. is
yeah,
the dream.
That's a beautiful time. Kids are in school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kids are in school.
And horror movies at Halloween, you got to know what you're getting yourself into.
That's true. A lot of people, even how the girls you said were screaming full volume, sometimes people need permission to either A, scream, or B, cry, and they do it at the movies, and I give myself permission all the time.
You do.
So you can tell sometimes when people are screaming just for 2 minutes, and you're like, you needed to get something out.
Do you scream a lot?
That wasn't that scary.
I can't say that I have screamed in recent memory.
I'll scream in a pillow if I have to.
That's good. That's a good device.
It is a good device because, first of all, it really muffles it. And also, sometimes when you've got that anger running through you, you got to get it out.
Yeah.
You got to get it out. So I do scream into a pillow every now and again.
I just kill someone.
Yeah. Or kill a huge fly.
Or a person.
Or a human. Wow. Why not? I say why not.
Listen.
I, humble brag, went to bed at 9 p.m. last night. I slept 12 hours.
Wow. A little 9 to 9.
I did a 9 to 9 because I was dead yesterday. I haven't had a week where I've had work like early in the morning and like some sort of social event at night, like every day, that I was not getting any time to just like chill. That yesterday my body was like, we're done.
Good for you. Look at you, a busy newswoman.
A busy newswoman reporting the news and getting the news out.
We are saying newswoman because Jesse is wearing a Newsies cap.
Yep, very cute.
I watched a Lifetime movie yesterday, and it was about the head writer of a soap opera.
Okay, I love it.
And her ex-boyfriend, who was the star of the soap opera, and she needed to get him back.
Oh, dear.
On the show.
Oh, on the show.
But it's very funny because it was like show within a show with the soap opera. And at one point they're like, all right, guys, we got to get started. We're shooting 180 pages today. Which was
That's
fun.
Ridiculous, you guys. It's normally about 10 pages max. Wow.
For example, a 2-hour script would be about 120 pages. So.
Right. Wow. Yeah. But soap operas, they do go at an ungodly pace.
And then it's the day of filming and they bring him in. Because he's back, and she's like, okay, so like what do you want to be?
Yeah, what do you want to be?
Like, she let him choose his character that morning.
That's so nice of her.
They're shooting and writing the 180 pages that day.
Wow.
It was like when Betches wanted us to do that that YouTube series.
That was fun. Yeah, it was. That was like that. I think at one point you said like HBO goes slower and they have a writer's room.
It's also just like, you know, when you're working on things and you're like, I know that this isn't gonna. Speaking of, are you in a Hallmark-y mood? Jesse and I are having very exciting a Hallmark day today.
Yes, we are. You guys can't stop us.
We're gonna watch some movies.
Watch some movies, some good ones.
Light some candles.
Oh, cuddle under a blanket.
On separate couches. And I watched the movie Twister for the first time recently.
I've never seen it.
I loved it.
Was it good?
I love a good storm.
Yeah, a good storm that'll really scare you.
Should we do a Hallmark?
Let's do a Hallmark.
The Hallmark movie.
Okay, we open on a high-powered...
Wow.
...newswoman.
I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Yes.
Well, she's a... You know what? She's the, one of the anchors.
She, absolutely, she is.
But she made reporting her way up live. From the top. She came from yep. being a reporter all over the country, all yep, over the yep, world. Yep, yep. And now she's the head anchor and executive producer of Channel One News, NYC.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I love that for her.
Her name?
What is it?
Candace.
Candace.
Candace Carrero.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Candy Carrero coming.
I love that. Candy Carrero.
Candy Carrero. And her co-anchor is...
Busy Biscuits.
Busy Biscuits. Hi, I'm Busy Biscuits, and this is...
I love that.
And there's was a car pile up on the 405.
That's right.
Okay, so it's Busy and Candy.
I think that's great. And you do the traffic?
Well, I'm the co-anchor.
You're the co-anchor, but you do normally... I just love... Is it Busy...
I started in traffic simply because of my name.
I love it.
Every studio wanted to hire me, even because it, even though it was a bit of a gimmick, it was just because of the name.
It works. It works. Busy and Candy in the morning. That's the name of the
Busy and yeah, it's Busy and Candy in the morning, and you're watching Channel One News, and we're excited because things are going really great. The thing is, the news around the world is sad. You know. Ugh. And that's when we get called in by the the heads of the news office.
Company. Yeah.
Their name, and we don't need to name them, but they call us in and they say, Candy, busy.
Yeah.
It seems like people have stopped watching. Numbers are drastically falling because it's almost the holidays. People don't want to hear... real world news. They want to see pumpkin carving contests. They want to see snow angels being made. They want to see whatever happened at Busy's traffic bonanza party.
Yeah.
Which was a yearly tradition where cars would come. It'd be a big block party.
Yeah, I love that.
And I was like, well, ever since there was those robberies, there was a bunch of Grand Theft Auto.
That'll do it.
And so ever since we had to tone things down. And they're like, well, here's the thing. It's coming. People think that you two are joyless.
Who said
interviewed a bunch of random people who watch, and the focus groups are calling you joyless
and busy.
Grinches. There was some Grinch talk, and we're obviously devastated because
shocked.
We've always this has always been our vibe, our gig, our thing, Christmas,
our thing,
and so we say.
We're shocked. We go, wow.
Because
I say, even when we talk about murder, we still have a positive spin. And people say that's actually seemingly more sad or psychotic sounding to the audience. And we're like, okay.
So sorry to
try to liven it up.
Try to make things a little lighter for everyone. And they're here's the thing. We need you guys to go... cover something light, tight, and doesn't make people want to fight.
Been tight.
And I said, don't you try to slight me.
Yeah.
And I get the sneezes when I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed off Tom, who's the head of the studio.
That's the name.
And he's like, well, you can go be pissed off in
Milwaukee.
Snowy Mountain, Wisconsin. It's a suburb of Milwaukee.
Yep.
Ever since the Jeffrey Dahmer stuff, people don't want to go out there.
Yeah, it's been bad press. A lot of bad press.
And I go, and I have my tissues. Yeah.
Wow.
That was for dramatic effect.
Yeah, that was good.
And so I'm like, okay, so what the fuck are we going to do in Snowy Mountain, Wisconsin? And he's like, you're going to go back to your roots. You're going to save. There's a dying news station out there.
No.
And you have to go and you need to bring it back to life. That's what you two used to do. Don't you remember? You were called the small towns savers.
Right.
Group mind. And we were like, totally. We're small town savers. And I'm like, why are you not more upset about this, Candy? I thought, wouldn't you be upset? I thought that you and things with your boyfriend had been heating up. It's the holidays. But you seem not that upset to be going.
Well, because we broke up.
What?
Yeah. Mark said that I seem to not be able to, quote, turn off my newsy persona. And he feels like he's living with the traffic every night. That was a direct quote. That's what he said. That's what he said to me.
He said he feels like he's living with the traffic.
Says it feels like it's a bumper to bumper and there's no movement and everyone's rubbernecking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's been sleeping on the couch for a few weeks. I just didn't want to even say anything. And then all of his stuff is gone. And he just said he found brighter pastures. And it turns out he's sleeping with the weather woman, Wendy.
Not weather Wendy.
Yeah.
Oh, my shit. Listen, I'm going to say something controversial. She will have sex with anybody.
Exactly.
Okay, she tried having sex with me once. I said, you're barking up the wrong tree, sister.
Ugh.
Weather Wendy. More like
shove her in a can.
Wendy the whore.
Exactly.
Yeah, shove her in a can.
Ugh.
Just shove her in a can and keep her. And that's when we turn around because we're on live news.
Oh, my God.
We didn't realize they had gone live. And so now we're embarrassed. So we get called back in and they're like, you're going tomorrow. Ugh. You have until next. You have until the fourth Wednesday of the month to save it. And I go, that's Christmas Eve. You want us to save it by Christmas Eve?
Oh.
And they go, yeah, you better get out there. And so I look at Cynthia and I go, Cynthia, I guess we're going to where? What's the name of this fucking place?
Wisconsin?
Well, that's the state.
Oh, Milwaukee?
Snowy Mountain. Milwaukee's the biggest city in Wisconsin. Just a tight 45-minute drive
where are
to
we
Chicago.
Going? I don't know.
We're
maps.
Going to Snowy Mountain, Wisconsin.
Snowy Mountain, Wisconsin.
And so we go, I go, where's the plane?
Where is it?
And they go, she goes, no, actually, sorry, they're making you take this. It's a tractor trailer. It's decorated for Christmas, but we have to go on this cross country. Whatever. So we pop a bunch of pills. Next thing you know, we're waking up. We're in Snowy Mountain.
Okay, thank God.
Who drove? I don't know.
Jesus
I have
Christ.
No idea. And
thank
I go,
God
take,
we're
us,
alive.
Take us to the news station.
As fast as you can.
Let's get this over with. And he goes, this is the news station. And I go, this says... This is a small
grocery. This says ooze. It says ooze.
It says,
and he goes, we lost the N.
Ooze.
It says EWS. And I say, what do you mean?
Ooze.
And they lost the N. That's how bad it is.
I go, what the fuck is this? He goes, it's a grocery store and the back room is the news station.
Ay, ay, ay.
And so I go, okay, well, let's go
see
what fucking pricks we're dealing with.
Let's see the pricks. I'll grab a muffin on the way if that's okay.
And Jesse, let me tell you something.
What?
The muffin.
Oh, God.
So delicious.
Shove me in a can. Okay.
Just so delicious.
Oh, God. What flavor are you getting?
I'm getting double chocolate chip.
Yeah, I am going to go banana nut.
And we eat them and for a moment, we pause. We stop. Our brains that have been spinning out of control, we suddenly feel
at home.
At home. And I go, oh, God, I have to sit down. I'm about to come.
And I was like, I just sort of wipe a tear that had just started coming out of my eye. And
I go, Lewis, wow, I haven't seen you cry since this morning. You never cry.
I know. It's so rare that I do. And I was like, that is the best muffin I've ever had. And this short man named Lewis, who is one of the news anchors, is like, that's so sweet. That's Brandon's newsstand. Or that's Brandon's muffins.
Brands?
Brandon's muffins.
Brandon's muffins.
Brandon's muffins. And I go, well, who the hell is Brandon? And as I say that, what looks like, honestly, a similar hat to you, to what you're wearing, the puff muffin hat, if you will. Okay. A puff muffin hat.
A chef hat.
A chef hat, if you will. I see a shadow emerge with it looks like an upside down muffin to me, but it's on a sturdy body. And I do mean sturdy. And I gaze up because I actually think that someone's bringing me some upside down muffins, and I'm excited because I am a little hungry still. You know, it hasn't hit my stomach yet, and that was so good. I'll eat more. I look up. There is this man, and I say, man, okay? He's wearing a chef hat. He's got a beard coming out of that chef hat, okay?
Okay.
And I'm talking, it is a dark beard, okay? We've got broad shoulders, broad enough that he could carry probably 7 trays. I don't even know what those arms could do, but they could mix and they could flick and they could set aside cheaper by the dozen of 5, throwing an extra muffins off the Mandy. Okay.
Wow. She really enjoyed that muffin. The sugar is just flown through her.
And he's strong. He's got an apron on that says Brandon. And I'm like, hubba, hubba, how? Okay. But then right behind him is another large man in a baker's hat. And with the baker's hat, which a baker's hat gives you what? Maybe 3 inches?
Maybe even more.
Maybe even more. It could be 5 to 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But regardless, these men are...
Sorry, and where is this man baking?
In the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
There's a bakery station that says brand muffin. Okay. And we go, boy, oh boy. So the first chef outfit says Brandon. And the second guy behind him says Brendan. It's Brandon and Brendan.
So there's 2 men working at the bakery?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's just summarize what we've had. So there's
what's happened.
The whole thing is we just see 2 men and they're bakers.
Bakers, honey. Bakers.
Okay.
If I were going to guess a height in this moment without the muffin hat.
Can I guess?
I'm going to say 6'2", 6'3".
Wow, 6'2", 6'3". That's not what I would have said.
Yeah, well, that's how tall.
It's not every day you find a tall baker.
You don't. It's rare.
Maybe a tall candlestick maker.
Exactly.
And maybe a flaker, because they always leave.
Gotta love it. Oh, true.
But that's what you get with those movers and shakers.
Exactly. And what a rhyme. What a rhyme.
Anyway, let's get back to the guys making the cakers.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakers.
So we're both like, wow. And remember, there's a man named Stan or something who is like, you know, not that he's an older man who's just leading us through the supermarket, trying to get us to the news station. He's like,
he's kind
oh, yeah,
of like the
he's a lot like the Taylor,
like Stars Hollow Taylor.
Yes. He's a mayor and he really is like, let's go. Come. Yeah, whatever. That's Brandon and Brendan. They have Brand's muffins. It's good. But the news station is who needs your help. And we go, well, obviously the muffin men don't, because those are some good muffin. Do people call you the muffin men? That's what we say. Do people call you guys the muffin men?
Do people call you the muffin men?
And he's like, no one's ever called us that before. And I say, oh, I've got a news story for you. Oh, boy, have I got a news story for you.
And who are you talking to?
Really? Honestly, the guy Stan and you.
And I go, who are you talking to?
And I say, you and Stan.
Okay, sorry. Stan, can you give us 1 minute? Thank you. Why are you giving...
Muffin men.
You're losing it. How much of that muffin did you eat?
I ate all of it.
I don't... You haven't done sugar like that in years.
I know. The carbs are getting to me. But I also feel like... Do you know the muffin men?
Which ones?
Exactly. The and ones, that's the rhyme.
Oh, do they live...
Exactly.
The ones that live on...
Yes, exactly. What a story that is.
What are you talking about?
The story.
The fable?
We cut to live news. And I go, I'm live in a safe way.
If we could just rewind. So who is working at this news station we're saving?
Dan.
So these two men...
are just a part of the supermarket.
They just work in the front.
Yeah.
So Stan, the owner, is also everything at the news station.
Yeah.
Okay. Just clearing things up.
Do you like that?
It's not about what I like. It's fact.
It's fact. Thank you for that. So we cut to the story live from the supermarket. Do you know? Hey, Busy.
Yes.
Do you know the
and
muffin
I lift
men?
My head up. It looks like I've been doing cocaine because my head was just buried in the fucking baked goods.
Yeah. I go, do you know the muffin men?
The ones who live on Demolition Lane?
And I say, yeah.
And I go, if we could, once again.
Yeah. Could you say, you just repeat
sweetie,
that
I just
me.
Don't know repeat. What you're going for.
Busy. You know, do you know, sorry, quick pause from live TV.
You really didn't you know have to go live.
You know the rhyme that goes, do you know the muffin man? The muffin man? The muffin
yeah,
man.
Yeah, of course. I know the rhyme, the but man. We're on national.
Okay, so could you just do the rhyme with me?
You want me to do the rhyme?
Hey, Busy, do you know the muffin men?
The muffin men?
The muffin men! Do you know the muffin men?
The muffin men?
That live in the middle of this supermarket. And Busy, I know that you and I, we're not muffin
sorry, can
fanatics.
We pause for 1 second? Because all I'm picturing is the scene in Shrek.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
When he's like, do you know the... And he's like, the Muffin Man!
That's it. That's exactly what I'm channeling.
Okay. I'm a gingerbread just don't man. Understand what we're doing.
We're bringing news and entertainment.
But this
to
isn't
the middle.
News. We're just saying a poem. Are we doing
no,
a,
now we're...
I need you to give me a detail. Sorry, cut. I need
like,
you to give me a detailed.
We are introducing
we
the muffin men.
To the it's people a... that we're introducing these men that live in this small town to the small town?
Yeah.
Why?
Because these muffins aren't off the chain yet.
And
people
this
aren't
is
buying
Stan.
Them.
Stan comes down. He's like, everyone knows them. We own.
And I say,
it's a
hey,
small
Stan?
Town.
Hey, Stan, it could be the way you're delivering the news.
Stan goes, I get on the news once a day and I tell people where the traffic is. And I start applauding. I say, that's the
traffic.
News, honey.
That's the news.
And so, yeah. So what am I interviewing these muffin men? It's almost like you didn't give me any directive here. Candy.
I thought to. Okay. Busy and I both normally aren't even muffin women. I would say we love a bagel. We're from the city.
Women.
You know what I'm saying? Well.
Is Busy a woman?
No. That's, I was channeling. I'm
she can
of,
be.
Well, you know what? No. Busy, I'm thinking, did you know Busy was the name of this
did
popular girl in my high
school? Did you think I was named after
school?
Busy Phillips?
Well, no, but there was a popular girl in my high school named Busy.
You knew a real girl named Busy?
I did.
Oh, wow.
And she was popular and cool.
Of course she was. That's a popular girl name.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, it was just wild to be like, do you know Busy? And Busy was a person. And
you
there
were
was
like,
only one Busy,
Busy
in the whole school. Boy, do I know Busy. My head has been dropped down doing work all day. And I go, no, not Busy work, like Busy the person. Very funny. So anywho, but we are bagel fanatics, but now we're going to be muffin people. Is this news story hitting?
I'm going to let you get us
out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
You got us. So then, you drove the car into this ditch.
Here I come. Okay. So then I'm like, Brandon, talk to us about the muffins. And Brandon's telling us, first of all, his voice is very low and hot. And he's like, I started making muffins with my brother, Brendan, after our parents passed in a muffin accident.
Oh, my God. What happened?
They got stuck in the freezer.
What?
For days. There's a freezer in bakeries.
Uh-huh.
And they got stuck in the freezer.
For days?
Till they froze to death.
How old were you?
Me and my brother were around 15.
How long were they missing?
They were missing for about... Well, we were at camp.
Oh, okay.
That's important for the story. We were at camp, but they had gone missing
for
about...
So you grew up with money.
4 days.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah. And so ever since then, for a long time, me and my brother, we hated muffins because they killed our parents. And then we decided to make peace with muffins.
What were they freezing?
Muffin batter.
Why?
Well, because sometimes we have different days. So sometimes you make the batter. So batter days. And when you make the batter, because you can send out frozen batter to people if they don't want to come.
Oh.
And so they were just, yeah.
Okay.
And so that's what happened there. And Brendan, who chimes in and he's like, yeah, we made peace with muffins. And now, you know, we do a batch every year in honor of our parents. And next week is the annual thaw-a-thon where we de-thaw muffins and see which one is the freshest and the best after freezing as an ode to them. A thaw-a-thon.
Wow.
And this little kid comes in and he goes, a thaw-a-thon. I think I thaw a thaw-a-thon. And we can see how it's just such a charming event.
And I'm on the phone with my agent being like, I need you to start submitting me for new things.
Okay, sure. Busy.
Candy's completely off the rails. She's talking about doing a thaw-a-thon.
Well, busy.
Yeah. Well. Oh, sorry. Yeah. What? Is there people watching this?
Yeah.
What?
I was going to ask if you want to do the thaw-a-thon with me.
Do I want to do the... I go, I'm sorry. If Candy, can we have a quick meeting?
Okay.
Hey, so... We're both news women. Yeah. Why are you okay?
I'm okay.
Let me start with that. Are you okay?
I'm feeling okay, yeah.
So why are you on a live newscast asking me if I want to join you for a thaw-a-thon?
Because that's what the town's doing, and I think it'd be good if we did it as well.
Okay, but are we covering the thaw-a-thon? Are we?
Well, I think we're covering the thaw-a-thon.
How do you even...
Thaw-a-thon.
What happens? We just sit there while a muffin defrosts?
De-thaws.
And I go, okay, I'm going to call the news station. So I call the news station and I say, you need to send someone. Candy is completely off her fucking rocker. I have no idea what's going on. I know she's recently single. And I think that maybe something is happening there. Because she seems like she is spinning off her fucking rocker. And that's when... I feel you looking. I look. We're still live on the news.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You're so... Candy's devastated. She's so pissed.
I'm pretty pissed.
She rips her mic off, Lisa Barlow style, and she runs out.
Yeah.
And that's when Brendan looks at me and he's like, you don't have to be so rude. And I go, excuse me, you fucking pipsqueak.
Ooh.
I'll fucking rip your head off like a cherry tomato and eat it for breakfast, you stupid bitch. And that's when he looks at me. Everyone looks at me like, that's too... Why are you...
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And then I burst into tears and I say, Candy wasn't the only fucking bitch who was dumped this week. And I start crying. And that's when I say I was dropped by my gym. And Brandon, he's like, well, I say I was dropped by my modeling agency because I'm also a freelance model.
Of course. Busy books, honey. Busy books.
Busy books. That's my other name.
Yeah.
Busy books. And so Brandon, he's like, I think you're the most beautiful model I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
And I go, oh, are you going to be at the thaw-a-thon?
Yeah, thaw-a-thon.
And so he's like, yeah, but you should probably go apologize to your hot friend, Candy. And I was like, that's what they called her in high school, Cinnamon, because she was a hot candy. And so meanwhile, outside, you and Brendan, he's like, hey, I couldn't help but notice that you seem a little upset. I hate to see such a beautiful waif of a woman be upset.
Oh, Well, you heard what my co-host slash partner said. It was just so hurtful.
Ooh.
I did just recently get dumped, and I am feeling very fragile.
Who would dump a hot piece of ass like you?
Thank you.
You're hotter than a morning muffin in July.
Wow, those are piping hot, if I recall.
They're really warm, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. This jerk I was dating.
What a...
He dumped me. I thought you said who would dump you. I was just telling you who.
Sorry. Things have gotten a little confusing around here ever since you came to town.
Sorry. That makes sense. So you and your brother, what's going on there?
Ooh, what do you mean?
Like, what do you guys do?
We're bakers.
Or I meant like, do you guys, you know.
Do you want to go to dinner? That's what I'm picking up here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hungry. Is that what you mean?
Oh, you want to go starving. Right now? It is 10:30 a.m. But yeah, we
oh,
can.
Oh, no. I'm hungry for breakfast.
There's this amazing little 24-hour diner that serves the best banana nut pancakes, which most people, I've never met a girl who likes banana nut pancakes, but those are my favorite.
Oh, I love nuts and bananas.
Okay. Well, not every relationship has to be forever. Yeah, let's head to the diner.
Yeah, it can be just helping each other get over other people, you know?
Totally. This is a movie about getting fucking railed.
Let's get fucking railed, and then I'm taking over the news industry.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go to the diner, I guess.
Let's do it. And we cut to the diner.
This is the most off the rails Hallmark we've ever done in our entire lives.
Yeah.
You guys are at the diner. You're eating pancakes. It's delicious. You're talking about everything that you wish had happened in your lives, you know?
Exactly. It's a slow pan out, which originally we're like, why is she sitting that way eating pancakes that way? You zoom out, you can tell they're actually lying in bed under the sheets.
Wow. This
is a post-coital breakfast, if you will. In bed, honey.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, I better get down to the thaw-a-thon.
And I'm like, thaw-a-thon. I thought I thaw-a-thon.
And he's like, you don't really have to come tonight.
And I go, but why? You've already made me a few times.
Made you what?
Come tonight.
Oh, my God. I wonder what's happening with your friend Busy.
I'm also excited. So we cut to Busy and Brendan.
I'm nervous and, for this.
Well, you had run outside crying because you were like, you're not the only one who had a breakup. So we cut to you outside crying on a bench. And you're like, I broke up with my modeling agency. And he's like, you're the hottest model I've ever seen in my entire life.
Put a baby in me.
I what?
Put a baby in me.
Oh. And he's like, do you mean it?
Do I mean what? Put a baby in me?
Yeah.
No, pull out. I'm not on birth control. That's just something you say.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's not what we say down here.
What, you think I want to have a baby with a muffin man at a failing news agency? I don't even know you.
God. Okay, fine.
Maybe you should have fucked Candy like everybody else if you wanted somebody easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Okay.
And that's when he thinks of it. He all of a sudden he's like, and he's like, I gotta go. Be there with the news cameras at 5.
Okay.
And I go, okay, now I'm just getting used. Yeah. And so we're down there for the thaw-a-thon. We have a couple of cameras, you know.
Of course.
And that's when they announce, we've done it. The quickest thawing muffin. From frozen to perfect in less than 5 minutes.
Shut up.
And I'm like, okay, now this is news.
Yeah.
Forget the fact that Candy can barely walk. It's totally worth it.
Yeah.
And he goes, I would like to thank the newest people in Mount Snowy Mountain, Wisconsin, who gave me the idea for this. The easy peasy lemon squeezy muffin. The citrus and the acid help it thaw in under 5 minutes for a delicious, refreshing breakfast or meal at any time of the day or night. Wink.
Wink.
And suddenly gets picked up by YouTube. It gets picked up by TikTok. It goes viral on BuzzFeed, on Instagram stories. Everyone's talking about the easy to thaw lemon peasy, easy squeezy muffin. Easy peasy lemon squeezy muffin. And it's a TikTok trend. People are saying, you have to order these muffins. It's like, remember those really famous strawberries that were on TikTok that were like $60 for six strawberries?
Yeah.
Which, absolutely insane. Nicole Pellegrino ordered them. Who's a friend of ours? She did order those strawberries.
Did she say it was worth it? No. She said couldn't be. Of course not.
She said it was just like a really good strawberry. But anyway, and so all of a sudden they go, boom, boom, boom. Suddenly, they're rolling in the money. They're barely making any other muffins.
Oh, my God.
And we're just seeing jump cuts of muffin after muffin being made. Muffin after muffin.
Money, muffin,
you and
money,
Brandon
money and
having
muffin.
Sex, sex, sex. Me and sex. Brandon having sex, sex, sex.
Yes.
You know, our phones ringing, buzzing. We're seeing Stan running around the store, hiring more people.
Things
are just going crazy. That's when we get a phone call. They want us back. They want us back by Christmas Eve to do the Christmas Eve broadcast.
Oh, my God.
From New York City. And I get a tear in my eye. And I say, Candy?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I don't think I want to leave.
What?
I don't think I want to leave. I'm having so much fun here. And
but we've got the New York City Christmas spot.
I thought that I was content, you know? And I thought that Brandon, which one am I having sex with?
Brendan.
I think that Brendan, I thought he was a one-night stand.
Yeah.
But now I want to stand on him every night. And that's when he turns around and he says, and I want to stand on you every night until I can't stand anymore, which might be pretty soon because I'm suffering from. Well, that's movie too.
And Brendan says, you know, before you came here, you were a New York City ice queen. And I thaw that heart right up.
And now.
Yeah.
You're a Wisconsin ice-ing queen. Because I always do the feathering on top of the muffin. And then you go, well, I guess I'm going back alone. And Brandon says, you're not going anywhere if I have anything to say about it. And that's when you turn around. And normally he's doing a prank where he's holding his balls and it's pretending it's the brain. But this time he's down on one knee.
My God.
And he said, can you turn a one night stand into a forever with canned? E?
And I say, I think I can. I think I can.
And that's when I say, should we cheers to it? And we all take frozen muffins.
Oh.
And we cheers and we hear them clink. But by the time we bite into them, no sound, just soft, delicious.
Warm muffin. And it's called
Psychotic for Christmas. It's called Muffin Top.
Love it.
Muffin Flop.
Top Muffin.
I don't like that.
Muffin Top is kind of cute.
Muffin Flop is funny.
Okay, Muffin Flop it is.
Wow. Well,
what a stunning, stunning story.
What a story. And it's all true. Guys, if you were like, what the fuck is going on? I wish I could watch them and see what was happening and see their eye contact. You can. You just have to go to patreon.com/middle.
Wow.
And however you spell children.
That's up to you. It's interpretive.
And if you want even more, you can join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. But until next time.
Yes.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
Whoa. We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Vitamin Water was born in New York because New Yorkers wanted more flavor to pair with all the amazing food in the city. Vitamin Water is so New York, its three favorite cheeses are chopped cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, and a slice of cheese pizza. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.